You're listening to SBS News.
Bring back our guests now and alive.
London.
Bring back our guests now and alive.
Now and alive.
5 years on, there are still no answers for the parents of 112 Nigerian girls captured by the terrorist organisation Boko Haram. They were part of a larger group of more than 276 pupils, aged between 12 and 17, who were captured from a government secondary school in the town of Chibok by the organisation on the 14th of April 2014. So far, 107 of the girls have been found or rescued by the Nigerian military, or freed in negotiations between the government and Boko Haram. But it provides no comfort for the families of those still missing, who feel helpless. This local resident says 5 years is too long for the families and communities to wait.
It's something of a not joyful anniversary. It's just unfortunate. It's not something that we pray for. But we are not preparing to welcome another year anniversary. No, we are not preparing for that. We need our girls this year now. As they have finished their election, let them go back and bring our girls.
The mass abduction in 2014 is regarded as the most infamous action of Boko Haram's jihadist insurgency. It sparked a global outcry in the hashtag Bring Back Our Girls social media campaign. Supporters of the movement have marched through various Nigerian cities, including the city of Lagos, to mark the 5th year anniversary since the girls' abduction. In Lagos, some supporters held placards with one reading, "My child is still missing, no peace of mind, help me." Yemi Ademolakan is a member of the movement and is pleading with people from across the globe to call for their return.
What I can do as a citizen of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is what I'm doing through BBOG, continuing to put pressure on government and remind them that even by their role as the constitution, security and welfare of the people is a primary responsibility of government. That's all I can do. So I'm hoping that the government, with pressure and citizens speaking, not just in Nigeria, I mean this 5th year we have events in Lagos, Abuja, New York, so globally, that reminds them of the oath of office that they took.
Boko Haram began an insurgency in 2009, aimed at creating an Islamic State in the northeast of Nigeria. Since then, it has killed more than 20,000 people and forced some 2 million to flee their homes. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari made defeating Boko Haram a pillar of his 2015 election campaign, vowing to spare no effort in ensuring all abducted Nigerians are freed. In a statement to his Twitter feed on Sunday, he reassured people he is continuing that pledge.
Today marks 5 years since the abduction of our Chibok daughters. We have succeeded in bringing back 107 of them, but we will not rest until all the remaining girls are back and reunited with their families. I made this promise when I became president and I will keep it.
But many people have been critical of his administration, suggesting that it has failed to defeat the decade-long insurgency. There have been increasing attacks on military bases and strategic towns, particularly leading into the February elections in which Mr. Buhari secured a second term. Student Sarah Aidwall knows that even the government needs help bringing them back.
I'm hoping that they will come back because I know that they are still alive, but I'm not that sure. But I pray that God will help people to bring them back and help the government to bring them back.
These parents have told Al Jazeera they're hopeful their daughters are still alive.
She's the only female of our family. My other 5 children are all boys. I hope the government has pity on us.
We've heard that some parents have been reunited with their daughters. Ours hasn't come back home yet. We aren't losing hope, but we're calling on the government to invest more resources to bring back our girls.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.